brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I fear for this country. I fear for free humanity. You can see the control grid being set up. Things are accelerating. We've got to work now while the sun still shines. We've got to try to reverse things peacefully now. Philip in California, and we'll move on to others. Thank you for holding, Philip, then Michael. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Philip from Pima Region 9, formerly California. Wanted to call and discuss two things. One is with the Bilderberg meeting that's coming up, it seems to me that the best thing we could do is emulate what we know has worked in the past. With the success of stifling the Bilderberg meeting in Switzerland, I think it would be a fantastic opportunity for us to take the network of people that are celebrities, as well as Ron Paul, et cetera, and try and form a group to arrest and campaign against the people that we know are perpetrating the atrocities and the agenda. I think, Alex, you know, you're obviously a person who has the network of those people. So I'm personally more than happy to, as I'm sure all the listeners, to try and help execute that as much as possible. But the problem is we need people who have the network of, and can pull together those individuals. And someone like you could obviously be be the ringleader for that.
Be a ringleader for specifically what? Organize people to infiltrate things?
To create the basically having the network to pull together Ron Paul, let's say, the different celebrities and people who are highly visible with regards to different movements and pull them together so that way we can go to the...
I thought you were talking at first about sneaking into Bohemian Grove and stuff like that.
No, I'm saying specifically the Bilderberg meeting is coming up at the end of this month. We know how the Swiss, basically they said senators... or their equivalent, I should say, went to the Bilderberg meeting and tried to arrest individuals and said, hey, you know, not in our country. We should be doing the same thing here, basically creating a list of what the crimes against humanity are that are being...
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I want to totally confirm they're going to be there first. We think that's... Well, I'd say I'm 95% sure. Tucker's 99, so he's probably right. But I don't want... Well, now we're just giving it away here. I don't want to specifically rattle their cage too much, or they'll move it or cancel it or have 500 cops out there. And yes, if we could get a member of Congress to go in there and demand to be let in, that would be the moral authority. I'm not looking for a confrontation with the plainclothes Marines that are going to be there, and that's who's going to be there, and State Department protective detail. Don't worry, they'll be trying to set people up and stuff. It's real, is what I'm telling you. I'm going to be there to try to draw attention to them. You know, the stuff of trying to arrest Karl Rove or things like that. I'd rather get the shadowy group exposed so that in the future we know who to arrest. And we're getting to that level. And I think it's great. I mean, once we confirm it is going to be there in Virginia, I was planning in the next week or two to start organizing not only thousands of people to be there to protest, but also a rally against them. And I also plan to stop at a few places along the way. I was thinking about Knoxville, Tennessee, one of our affiliates there, and give a speech before I got there. So, yes, I just didn't exactly want to tell Bilderberg what I was planning until they got a little bit closer to it. But I guess we are about a month out right now. But I'm not planning to try to have them arrested or anything, because I think that would result in something the other way around. I would rather just absolutely ruin their event and draw attention to it and show how the corporate whore, I keep calling them names. They're the sympathizer collaborator media. They're the banker sympathizer media. They're the foreign banker occupation enemies. And I do think when we take the country back, there needs to be criminal charges for all of them. This is aiding and abetting the overthrow of our free sovereign republic. I mean, I think Chris Matthews, all of them, should go to prison. I'll say it right now. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us here today, the 30th of April, 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and for the rest of the hour, we're joined by constitutional lawyer and scholar Bruce Fein. He's also the chief policy advisor for Congressman Ron Paul's campaign. We're always very thankful that he takes out time on his busy schedule. He's also been a constitutional advisor to Congress and members of Congress and is a best-selling author. He's also been special assistant to the Attorney General for the Office of Legal Counsel and the Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust, General Counsel of the Federal Communications Commission, Counsel to the Joint Congressional Committee over Covert Arms Sales to Iran, Visiting Fellow for the Constitutional Studies at the Heritage Foundation, Adjunct Scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, Guest Lecturer at the Brookings Institute, just to name a few of his laurels. Just an amazing constitutional mind, and we'll tell you about some of his books as well, including the latest one. But he also graduated with honors from Harvard Law School in 1972, where he went on to clerk for a prestigious federal court. But the reason I wanted to get him on was to talk about a host of issues. The Ron Paul campaign, so we can understand some of the strategies that are taking place right now, where he sees that going. But also I want to get into this legislation that may pass the House, it's passed the Senate, for the IRS to strip a right of the passport, because a citizen can't give up their government can't take your citizenship. You have to give it up yourself, from my constitutional understanding. So to say they're going to strip it extrajudicially, can you even take a passport of a felon? No, I mean, this is really dangerous. And this TSA on the streets, checkpoints, searching bags in Dallas and Houston, and now I've been told they're coming to Austin. I mean, that's illegal. I'm going to resist feds out of their jurisdiction randomly, in some cases with the army, just setting up checkpoints and searching people. I'm not doing it. This is lawlessness, so I want to get his take on that. And Obama and the wars and telling Congress he can take a hike. In fact, Mr. Fine, we haven't had you on in the last month or so since that incredible video that I know you and Congressman Ron Paul spoke about. So I've seen your comments, but I'd like to hear them here. Let's start there before we get into Ron Paul, and then there's some points you want to go over. What do you make of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, the Secretary of Defense, Panetta, going before the Senate Armed Service Committee and saying, we don't come to you to launch wars now. We get it from the UN. So it's bad enough if the president, like Caesar said, I'm in control of the military. The Senate can take a hike. You know, that's Rubicon behavior. But imagine if Caesar said, I work for the Gauls, or I work for the Visigoths now, or I work for the Persians. That would be high treason, would it not be? I mean, this is beyond Caesar-type activity, as bad as Hitler was, absolutely terrible. Hitler was the German dictator, but imagine if he would have been saying, I have the authority from Stalin. That would have even been another level. Or am I incorrect in common law, common sense, constitutional law? What do you call it when the president sends letters last year and says, I'll launch wars when I feel like it. How dare you criticize me? I have UN authority. And now the military belligerently tells Congress that they can basically go jump in the lake. What are you advising Congress on right now?
Well, that's, in fact, one of the things that I've done in the interim. I've drafted a House concurrent resolution. It's 107 for your audience, introduced by Walter Jones, that at least has Congress stating quite unequivocally it is an impeachable offense, a high crime and misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution for the president unilaterally to initiate the military in offensive warfare. So we have, you know, a clear declaration. You have now basically violated your oath of office and need to be removed if he ever acted. He's already done. He's already acted on that way in Libya. And most recently now he's what we would call unrestricted predator drone warfare in Yemen against even unnamed targets that we're reassured are high-level officials like the 16-year-old son of Awlaki, without any congressional authority whatsoever. And notice also, Alex, when we were reading in the last week about the proposed 10-year extension of United States military and economic aid to Afghanistan running from 2014 to 2024. There we have the headlines. The parties that have to ratify the agreement that still has details, it's listed as President Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan, the Afghanistan Parliament, and President Obama. Congress doesn't even make a cameo appearance, you know? It's like they have been reduced to an ink blot in the constitutional system when they're supposed to be the check on abuses and empire mentality that causes the budget to skyrocket and engage in these fool's errands that make us less safe and create enemies. It's really almost, it makes me speechless to know how clear the founding fathers were on entrusting these national security responsibilities to Congress because they distrusted the executive's inclination, you know, to go to war, to concoct conflict, because the executive gets all the power, the secrecy, the money, the spending, the jingoism, and whatever. To see that intent turned on its head. And then what's even more stunning than your chronicling of what the military and the chiefs of staff told Congress is, instead of someone standing up and said, sir, because you can impeach members of the military and who also have official duties and as well as the president, you have now announced that you are not loyal to the Constitution. We're going to impeach and remove you from office. You'd expect at least some murmur of that kind of nothing. I mean, isn't it stunning, Alex, that no one in Congress entrusted with the responsibility to remove these people lifted a finger or said anything at all adverse in light of the usurpation?
Constitution. constitutional law expert, advisor to Congress, advisor to Ron Paul, as chief policy advisor, Bruce Fein, constitutional lawyer, joins us. Well, that was my point. I should have said that in the introduction. I was aware that you authored the piece of legislation for Walter Jones. We had him on, and in fact, that's why I wanted to get you on to discuss that, because there's no one better at the center of this actually resisting it. I know Ron Paul has criticized it, and he said there are many impeachable offenses, but this is one of them. Absolutely. In fact, that was my next question to you, but you just asked me. What has happened to Congress, Mr. Fein, that the Joint Chiefs were belligerent? I would say Panetta's attitude was arrogant and belligerent. We're watching treason. We're watching the overthrow of our constitutional system in front of us, basically the equivalent of a dog hiking its leg on us, you know, marking its territory, and nothing ever came of it except for your resolution and a few House members signing on to it, when this should be one of the biggest issues of our time. And it's part of a long train of these lawyers in D.C. who are clearly trying to set the precedent that the war powers no longer resides in Congress.
No, and it is worse than just the presidential usurpation. You're right. At least then we still have the president who at least nominally is an oath to have his allegiance only to the United States. But then this concoction that the United Nations and the Security Council of the United Nations can authorize and tell the president what he can do. I mean, the Supreme Court is quite clear. In a case called Reed versus Covert in 1954, the Supreme Court held a treaty cannot trump the constitutional rights and checks and balances in the American system, meaning that a treaty cannot override the exclusive power of Congress to decide to go to war. And I don't care how many, whether there's a UN treaty, so what? The Constitution trumps the treaty. The treaty must be subordinate to the Constitution. You know, otherwise, you know, could you imagine us signing a treaty that says all the signatories agree that no one shall have freedom to criticize any government that's ruling in office, you know? There goes our First Amendment rights. Well, you know, but the UN has agreed to it, you know? You can't do that. I mean, the treaties then can be used to destroy the entire constitutional framework.
Well, look at the UNIDIR treaty that countries have signed on to. It says, I've read the quote, it says civilian ownership of firearms will be abolished to defend the legitimate power monopoly of the state. They're saying the state needs a power monopoly and that's legitimate, when that's the opposite of what our system's set up on.
Yeah, exactly. And they say that those treaties are subordinate to the Constitution. If there's a conflict, the treaty has to yield, not the other way around. And now when we're on this, the war issues and others, oh, no, you just have to, you know, get a treaty and ratify it, and then the Constitution out the window, and then the loyalty of the president is to some international body that we have no control over. It has no loyalty to us. It doesn't pay us any taxes, doesn't obey our laws, which is insane.
Well, we're going to break in a moment. I want to come back and get into other issues, sir. But what do you recommend we do? Get behind the legislation you wrote?
This is really, Alex, the instruments are there. The instruments to redress this are there. It's just there's no political will. So what do? You write into your member of Congress that you support House Resolution 107, and you better impeach it. And if Obama goes to, well, he already has. He's gone to war against Libya without congressional authorization. And if he does it, he'll threaten that if he does it in Iran, he's going to be impeached. You know, and it says, well, but that doesn't bring jobs. Well, you know, listen, I'm in favor of economic prosperity, but some things are more worth, you know, are worth more than just dollars. And it's our own dignity, our only right to govern ourselves. It's checks and balances. Now, if we don't have that, all the money in the world you can't take with you, you know, in your dignity once you have your epitaph there.
Well, as you know, sir, it is. Sure, it is liberty, though, that brings the prosperity. Every time you get rid of liberty, the prosperity disappears.
Yeah, absolutely. Or where it goes is to those with the crony capitalism is where it goes. You're exactly right. You know, some prosper, but not because of their industry and ambition and creativity, but because they manipulate the political system in their favor. You know, that's the TARP money, that's the entitlement programs, that's all these military, you know, boondoggles out there spending trillions of dollars, you know, on trying to defend against an asteroid that might hit the next time Halley Comet comes around.
American.
That's not liberty. Is, you know, working your own skill, your own. It's your Thomas Edison type. That's liberty and prosperity.
It is. AmericanFreedomAgenda.org. We'll tell you about his latest book as well. Bruce Fein's our guest. He is the chief policy advisor for Ron Paul. Stay with us.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Latest book, American Empire Before the Fall, is joining us. This is a short segment with Bruce. Long segment coming up, and we'll get into the whole IRS, domestic checkpoints, government building up for war with the people question, and then your calls. But your letter to the New York Times got published. I'm surprised they did that. But they also had an article about the FBI creating fake terror threats and basically false flags. So I guess the New York Times understands that if they don't start telling the truth some, they're going to lose all their readers. I guess the market is having an effect. I noticed Congress is talking about a contempt citation against Holder over Fast and Furious. Now we learn it's hand grenades being shipped down there to blame the Second Amendment. Just a lot of things happening, but tell folks about your letter, because it breaks down this chain of events that we seem to be going in, that empires, like elephants, go to a certain place to die.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the letter really pivoted off of really a good article by friend Charlie Savage, reporter of the New York Times, pointing out how Obama was unilaterally circumventing Congress and domestic issues. You know, whether it's the student loan program or a whole host of things that he does through the EPA or otherwise, because he can't get them through Congress. And I pointed out in the letter, well, that's one thing, but he doesn't even make, you know, an attempt, even a shadow of an effort to consult Congress with regard to national security matters. And the point of the letter was to show this is not a unique phenomenon with Obama, although he sort of reached the high water mark, that ever since World War II, beginning with Harry Truman's unilateral war against North Korea, Eisenhower had unilateral defense treaties or executive agreements with Spain. We had the Gulf of Tonkin resolution with Johnson, and we had with regard to now, President Clinton, you couldn't get a war resolution against Bosnia, so he did it unilaterally. And we have Bush with waterboarding in the Iraq War. And now we have Obama with Libya and claiming he can go anywhere in the world and kill any American citizen he wants with a Predator drone if he thinks that they're an imminent threat. And that this is a very grave threat to who we are as a country. I say the glory of the Republic, in the words of John Quincy Adams, was liberty. We didn't go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. Our influence abroad was the influence of example and having a true dedication to due process and liberty at home. And now we've swapped that American Republic, where liberty is our glory, to one where empire and the glory is domination and permanent warfare. And that's where we are, you know, today. And just think, Alex, you read the newspapers. We got troops, you know, chasing the Lord's Resistance Army in Africa. You know, they're in Central African Republic. And we're thinking about invading Syria or dropping bombs there. And then we have a new escalation of Predator drones in Yemen. You know, and we still have troops, you know, in Afghanistan.
They're launching drones all over the U.S. Did you see where they're ordering hundreds of armored mobile pillboxes for the highways and 450 million 40 caliber bullets? And they've got TSA now at checkpoints just everywhere. I mean, what's going on?
No, Alex, that, you know, it's a brilliant observation you made, because it shows how prescient James Madison was when he said, you know, all history teaches that the instruments that are developed to fight danger from abroad are invariably employed at home to crush domestic liberty. And that's exactly what we're seeing. All these things that, oh, we have to develop all these weapons because we need to keep the battlefield, you know, 9,000 miles away. But now you're making the battlefield America. And indeed, that is what Senator Lindsey Graham, when he voted in support of this National Defense Authorization Act that entrusted the president with authority to use the military to take any of us at any time to Guantanamo and say, hey, we're providing some material support to a coalition a member of Al-Qaeda, is that Lindsey Graham said, oh, the battlefield used to be abroad, but we're bringing the battlefield here to the United States, which is instead saying, hey, we've got martial law here. And that's what invariably happens. You think that you can keep these foreign instruments in foreign lands, but that's not how the law works and the precedent works. It comes back to haunt us right here. You're right. Predator drones, surveillance drones, checkpoints, everything is subordinated to safety. And that's one of the important things that we need to remember, that this oftentimes problem is that you can never be too safe. Yeah, you can be too safe if the reason why you're safe is you've locked everybody up, you know? Then you've destroyed the whole purpose of having your country. You've destroyed liberty. You know, I don't want that safety. You have to take some risk in life or liberty to have any oxygen.
Well, sure. Right? And any government that can totally surveil to, quote, keep you safe, historically, it always becomes the ultimate destroyer. I mean, look at government killing. Major universities, the University of Hawaii did a study on democide, government killing its citizens. Non-military deaths, 20th century. 262 million people governments killed, with the communists and Hitler and Pol Pot. I mean, government is the biggest unnatural killer and the biggest wrecker that of anything out there. It's the dangerous thing. As our forebearer said, it's what you want to keep locked up. It's the danger. Stay there, sir. We're going to come right back. Long segment coming up. We'll get into the rest of what you see happening and Ron Paul. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Bruce Fine here in just a moment. I wanted to read to you a few of the headlines at Infowars.com. The ultimate green bombshell. New study finds wind farms cause actual climate change. That's Patrick Henningsen. They also don't work very well. They've bankrupted Spain. They're a big part of that. International scientific order needed to facilitate the big die-off. That's a quote. Top UN advisor. By the way, that's in Reuters. They're saying, the collectivists are saying, shut off the economy, bankrupt things because humans are bad. Post-industrial world, you cannot make up this magnitude of craziness. NSI... instructional video says public photography is terrorism. CBS runs defense for everyone's a terrorist, FBI flyers. This is the twilight zoning of America. And also, Trail of Death Breitbart coroner turns up dead, arsenic poisoning, but the police are saying that they don't think he committed suicide, so they are looking at foul play. And by the way, it turns out it is the coroner that did Breitbart. So, wow. Twilight Zone, indeed. And we got some other crazy news up there. You know, when they passed the NDAA and Obama signed it, when he said he wouldn't sign it, and then we learned he demanded the provisions be there. Still, even I was pinching myself. But we ask ourselves, why is the elite able to do this? And I think it's the dependency. They know if they get a giant dependent class, the American people, one way or the other, around half are dependent on a government contract, government welfare, something. How do we ever extricate ourselves from this when around half the people out there are dependent? And I understand they took your money, blew it, and then keep you dependent because of Social Security. I mean, I understand they forced you into it. But the point is, how do we ever get out of it? Do things collapse? Or in the process of collapsing, do we go through an authoritarian nightmare as they try to keep it going? Bruce Fine, constitutional law scholar, best-selling author, top policy advisor to Ron Paul, is our guest. What do we do about this dependency? I mean, close to $50 million on food stamps. They're talking about the new bailout being a student loan bailout. Sure. I mean, we're going to go bankrupt. How much money can we spend?
Now, you know, entitlement programs over $2 trillion, you know, a year. And that's just, it's not sustainable. And everybody's got to, you know, everyone's got to live in a much more austere fashion. And just remember, if we cut back for everybody, that means you got to pay less taxes. So you have more of your own money, you know, to spend. Now, we do, as any nation would have, a safety net, but the safety net ought to be really the bare necessities. But otherwise, and I say this with all sincerity, Alex, you know, in some sense, the government deprives you of your own dignity by making you dependent. Because your real character, your real metal, your real self-esteem comes from struggle, from making it on your own, from overcoming difficulties at birth or otherwise. And if you've never faced those challenges, you can never develop true character. You're, in some sense, you become stunted. And so it's really, in my view, sort of a disability to be born, you know, a son or child of a Bloomberg. You never have any stresses. You're going to be a very soft person. And what gives you the strength to go through the peaks and valleys of life and stay, you know, afloat and demonstrate your character is precisely the ability, you know, to overcome struggle. And the government deprives you. They make you into a dwarf when they just say, oh, don't worry, you're not accountable for anything. We understand how soft and weak you are. Oh, here's the money. Here it is that makes it all right for you. I mean, that's poison, you know, to individual dignity.
Well, I agree with you, it's poison. And dovetailing with that is the report last week where the Labor Department was going to ban, and I read the regulations on air, any basic farm work with, quote, raw materials, grass, hay, seeds, eggs. I mean, that is the family farm, and I've worked on a family farm. I've been sent to our family farm on summers, one time for a whole year of school. I worked on ranches for a large animal vet. All of the youth work, you have a good time doing it. You end up making money as well, and that's how you learn the next generation. That shows this dangerous collectivism where the government was going to ban farm chores. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, it was. I think if you had any electricity, even on a drill, you know, you couldn't be doing it on the farm. And then they said, well, they were worried because it wasn't just always on your own family. Because I had relatives out in Lamar, Colorado, too. So I grew up there rowing hoes of corn and wheat and whatever, getting all these thickets in your ankles. But you learned, and you learned the discipline, and you got some money to go buy Pepsi Cola at the time. And sometimes it was your family, sometimes it was an uncle, sometimes it was an aunt or some more distant relative. But the idea that you want to make that illegal when we're trying to cultivate the opposite, which is good work habits, it's got the world upside down here. And again, it's this idea that everything in life has to be absolutely safe. You never do anything that has the tiniest degree of risk. I say that's the first, that's the formula for decadence. That's the formula for effeminate. That's the formula for softness. You don't do things that are crazy, but, you know, you got to take some risk. There's prudent risk, and you have to
to be accountable for your acts.
Well, look at photographs, Bruce. Look at photographs of any race, creed, religion. You look at photographs of Americans across the board from 100 years ago, even 60, 70 years ago. People had more electricity in their eyes. They looked dignified. They dressed nicer, even if they were poor. They wouldn't put up with being pushed around. And now you look at people, I go out in public, myself included. I'm a slob compared to my grandfathers. I'm weak. I don't know how to fix things like they did. I don't have that joy of cleaning things and doing things that even my dad, who really grew up on a farm, has. And I just see people degenerating.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's like American Gothic, you know. Where's that picture? You know, a small but dignified, you know, not ornate, but quite tidy and disciplined. And that's exactly what, you know, our culture says. It's becoming a decadent. And it isn't just how many Facebook pages you've got and how much Twitter you can do. It's your own character and your own discipline that's at stake here. And again, we go back to this idea that we need to make everybody safe from themselves. Can you imagine, you know, our regulations that would exist if we go back to colonial times, going back past the Appalachian Mountains? No, you know, you can't go in a stagecoach unless it's been cleared by the Transportation Department to be safe and effective going across the Missouri River. You know, Lewis and Clark would never even got close to the West Coast. And they're the same. And no one reads history books and finds that there are all sorts of dead bodies on the trails out there because they didn't know how to drive a Conestoga wagon or things of that sort. I'm sure that there were accidents, but there are accidents all the time.
No, the contrary, people were a lot tougher and wilier, and that's what built this country. Shifting gears before we go to some phone calls here, Bruce, but it's in a similar area. Government is moving towards capital controls. Yeah, you know about the legislation where the IRS will take your passport, no judge, no jury. As a constitutional lawyer, I would like you to speak to that. I know I've seen some Supreme Court rulings saying you can't take somebody's passport. That's something that you have to basically give up yourself unless you're out on bond or something. So break that down. And how does that tie into 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment, 4th Amendment? Out of their jurisdiction, now TSA is all over the highways where I live, searching people randomly. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. Well, first, with regard to the passport, we need to distinguish passport from citizenship. You're absolutely right, Alex, that the U.S. Supreme Court held in a case called Efroyim against Rusk in 1967 that the government is powerless to strip you of your citizenship. You know, it can do a lot of things to you, but unless you voluntarily renounce it, or actually sign a paper saying I renounce my citizenship, the government cannot strip you of citizenship. But a passport is different than citizen. But the Supreme Court has said you can't deny passports based upon your political beliefs. There's a case called Semmel versus Rusk. The government cannot be arbitrary in deciding whether or not I have a passport that enables or certainly facilitates your travel. And now you want to say, well, okay, if the IRS says you owe them $5 in taxes, then they want to prevent you from getting a passport. I mean, that's something, of course, that Congress could stop in a moment. And they should stop in a moment if the IRS is considering that. It's just a way of leverage for the IRS to try to claim taxes that have not been adjudicated, that they've just levied and decided upon unilaterally. It's not like...
So it's an extrajudicial Stalinistic power grab, from my view. Is that correct?
Yeah, and in some sense, Alex, it's unfortunately not limited just to passports. The IRS laws really authorize them in the case they call jeopardy assessments. If they make up their own mind to think they need to levy, you know, a huge tax on you, without informing you because they think you'll make an escape, they do that. And it's with no due process at all. You can be shut down overnight with an IRS levy now. And that's something to me that's quite dangerous. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld it in special circumstances where somebody was trying to flee a jurisdiction. But I think that it's vastly too great a power to entrust
any
government authority.
Sure. Let me ask this way. Why are we seeing, and tell us if you agree, just a wild dash to power grab on every front, dwarfing anything I've ever seen? Why is it moving so fast?
I think it's Alex, a deep-seated in the change of our culture to one where liberty is the primary earmark and value in society, to one where we automatically, because of 9/11 and the government making us think that we're about ready to be overtaken every 5 seconds, the government making us fearful, that our whole culture has accepted, rather like a docile cow, if you will, all these claims, intrusions in order to make us safe. And, I would wager, Alex, if you took the political dialogue today and counted how many times the word safe was used as opposed to liberty, now safe would outnumber liberty probably 10 to 1. I'm saying this is the earmark of what I call a psychology of empire, where everything is instantly subordinated to, oh, but it'll make you safer. Oh, it'll make you safer. And therefore you just stop it. And we don't have any leaders who will stand up and wait a minute. We can't make you absolutely safe without destroying your liberty.
Sure, and who keeps me safe from the big government?
Yeah, exactly. You need to be safe from government, because you're absolutely right. All the greatest horrors in the world are always perpetrated by government, because they do generally have monopoly of the power, the taxes, the coercion, the courts, the military. So in between the possible danger of a private organization or a private individual and the government is always the one that you've got to have special safeguards and suspicion against. Because all history shows how much more potent it is in extinguishing liberty.
Sure. I want to spend some time on Ron Paul, but we're almost out of time. We'll do that right at the end to get your take on the fact that, in my view, the campaign's already won by injecting real ideas and what's going to happen with all those delegates, and if you've got any inside baseball on how they plan on using him or where all that's going to go. Bruce Fine, chief policy advisor to Congressman Ron Paul, is our guest. But right now, let's go to some phone calls. Dr. B, Sandy, Chris, and others, 800-259-9231 for Bruce Fine. Dr. B in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to speak to both of you. You've been on a national level. I'd like to bring it down to a local level as it relates to Agenda 21. And I've heard Alex Yu speak about Agenda 21. I've read Rosa Corey's book, but they're missing part of a puzzle. How are they advancing Agenda 21 on the local level? They're doing that through what are called regional commissions or regional development commissions. This law that you mentioned that they're passing in Arizona to stop you in Agenda 21 is basically worthless, because their version of the regional commissions are called the Council of Governments, and that law addresses nothing. These groups get 45% of their money through the feds, through block grants. The granddaddy, you mentioned DHS and DOD, but the granddaddy is HUD.
No, I agree with you. This federal planning, federal following international treaties, the point is they're stating language to block the implementation of the different sets of the treaty, and it's a beginning, as in Houston, they're trying to take people's property for environmental reasons, and the city council has a member trying to block it. My point is, at least people are waking up. At least we're seeing a movement towards recognizing the UN is trying to circumvent Congress, like Obama is circumventing Congress with these regulations, just like the regulation to stop chores. I mean, I understand that things aren't perfect, but at least it's a step in the right direction. Bruce, what's your take on all these UN treaties they're trying to get cities to implement just by fiat?
I think that we need Congress, and when it has this authority, to say that no treaty of the United States shall have any effect inside the United States unless Congress authorizes the same. That is, treaties do not need to be self-executing. And that's what the U.S. Supreme Court has held in a different circumstance relating to an effort by then-President Bush to force Texas to abandon the death penalty as applied to a Mexican who wasn't told of his right to have access to a consular authority once he was arrested. Says, no, this treaty, the World Court, didn't. Its judgments were not self-executing, and Congress hadn't authorized it. And again, so we can trace back all these abuses to the what I call the virtual inertness of Congress. Do something. They can make it clear. No treaty has any impact on the internal regulation of the United States.
Exactly, but it's worse.
Right.
Sure, just to be clear, though, with Copenhagen, we didn't even ratify it, and Obama is implementing provisions of it through the executive. It's outrageous. What do you do about that?
Well, I'll say it's just the Congress can use the appropriations power and split. No monies of the United States shall be expended in order to implement anything with regard to the very Kyoto treaties or international treaties or whatever. So there's no money to do it.
Sure.
Cut it off.
Sure. Let me tell.
Listen, Alex, I've gone up there. You give me 1 minute and I can draft a statute that'll do the work. It's just that Congress right now doesn't have the political will, and we need the American people to write into those members' offices. Say, I'm not voting for you unless you do this. And you got to make it almost a litmus test.
I agree with you. Listen, Dr. B, you sound like an informed person. I actually know what you were saying is true about these commissions and things, these regional governments that are totally unconstitutional. Why don't you write an article and send it to writers@infowars.com? And if it's of quality, and I look at it, and it has little links and a bibliography, we will post it on InfoWars.com. So I agree with you. We could do a better job explaining this. Why don't you get that written and over to us, okay?
I would be happy to do it, but before I ring off, I have one question for Mr. Fine.
Fire it now. He'll answer it after the break.
Okay, this regional commission has now gotten the state legislature to pass HB 277. It's a Transportation Investment Act. It's a T-SPLOST.
I don't think he can answer your question about some state law right now. We'll be back.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Bruce, we were talking during the break, and you were making a point about Congress. Briefly, briefly do that because it is important. And I want to jam in a few more calls for you, please, sir.
Our ailments with regard to big government and the invasion of our privacy and our liberty can all be traced back to what I call the inertness of Congress. It has all of the constitutional authority needed in order to restore the republic from the grasp of empire and big government and all this vast spending. And we focus so much upon the president. And the fact is, the remedy is right in our hands. Post the people out who continue to vote for these huge, massive budgets, permit the president to usurp constitutional powers, to claim the right to assassinate us and do all sorts of other things that the founding fathers would have been shocked at. And once we change the complexion of Congress, and once we have an impeachment, the president will never do that again. And that's what has to happen.
Sure.
And don't get our eyes off the ball. And that means you focus on your congressmen, you have litmus tests and say, we want you to act. You need to be.
And that's up to us. I mean, we saw with the Tea Party before it got taken over by the neocons and people, that we were having a real effect at these town halls and things. It's up to us, the people, to take our Congress back. Let's jam in a call. Sandy in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Two quick questions. Okay, when Obama took the oath to protect and serve or protect our Constitution and to defend it, along with all the others that are trying to break it apart with him, aren't they just as guilty as he is? And number two, if our votes this November are taken from this country into Spain by another company or something to be counted, doesn't that make votes void?
Yeah, there is a lot of manipulation going on in the vote. It's not total, but it's certainly there. I appreciate your call. What about those points, Bruce?
Well, of course, yeah, those who are helping the president are committing impeachable offenses, too. I mean, I served in the government. I had an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, too. Indeed, at one time, I was seeking the impeachment and removal of my president at the time, Richard Nixon, for the Watergate crimes. And so, and that's why the Constitution empowers Congress to impeach and remove not just the president, but any other officer of the United States, whether it's the Penn Department or in any other.
And the military has an oath to the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence. They need to understand that as well and know what lawful orders are.
Absolutely. In fact, the military, it's a time-honored rule. A knowing unlawful order must be disobeyed. And that's part of military.
If they order you to torture, you better say no, because those that did it, they ended up being sent to prison, and then Bush wrote a book admitting he ordered it. Incredible.
Yeah. You're exactly right. And the fact is, this is not novel, that we, in the aftermath of World War II, we tried lawyers, we tried it, justice, because they did not disobey clearly illegal orders from Adolf Hitler. And we sentenced them. We said that they were committing war crimes. So we have our own precedent at Nuremberg that should guide ourselves and restrain ourselves from ending up emulating all these other people.
Well, Bruce, people are waking up, but I think this is going to end badly. I mean, in the final equation, the power structure is mad dog. I always thought that there was more structure to the corruption, and there certainly are some structures, but overall, it's a bunch of people out of control power grabbing. And maybe that's our salvation, is that the elites are fighting with each other and it'll be so badly organized they won't be able to carry it through. But I think in the process it's going to be pretty nasty. What do you say?
Well, yes, but remember this, Alex. You know, there in some senses no end. You know, the world isn't going to stop. Countries have peaks and valleys. And this is what needs to be remembered, that every generation has to win liberty for themselves. You can't just sort of inherit it like you can inherit money. And once you lack that will as a people to defend courageously liberty and to stand up to the efforts of those that you describe, the elite that wants to usurp power, you know, it's all over. And you can't you can't give that. You can't give it like you can give a house.
You can't. Bruce Fine, thank you so much. Freedom isn't free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.